Party Began and Molly on Channel 94.1.
Disney Plus launch day is here in the wee hours of the morning. Disney joined the streaming service wars, and the rollout is clunky.
So do you got FOMO yet? Are you guys feeling tense that there's shows that you can't watch yet?
Don't even care.
I really want to see that Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything on there, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, Molly, you would know more on this thing. Everything, there's nothing rated R on this streaming is what I was kind of reading, right?
I would imagine that's probably the case. I don't know if Disney has any R properties.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, the whole Disney catalog. So that's it. Like, I mean, you can watch golden oldies, like movies from the
vault
you haven't seen.
Yeah, no, so really. Nothing's in the vault now. You have full access to the vault,
yes.
Basically. Wow. Disney Plus is the vault.
Which is like unbelievable for super Disney fans. People have been waiting, you know, and they also teamed up with like Hulu and ESPN Plus to make like a big bundle package if you wanted to do that. The problem is that not everyone is able to log in. It seems like Twitter and other social media this morning are reporting that people are seeing an error message. It actually features, you know, remember Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah, I'd love it. I was just going to ask about that. That's going to be on it. Yeah, okay.
So the glitch is the deal is that when you get the unable to connect to Disney Plus, it's Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope, the glitch.
Okay.
They're telling you that you can't get on.
Okay. So that's set just in case. I love Wreck-It Ralph. I thought Wreck-It Ralph was good. That was one of my
such a cute one.
Faves.
Apple, which also launched their TV Plus streaming service earlier this month, while not facing any issues with that, they are coming across some issues with their new credit card. Apparently, a regulator in New York is opening up an investigation due to the fact that the algorithms for Apple's new credit card may be gender biased. Apparently, he and his wife both applied for the card, and even though his wife has a better credit rating than he does, he got a higher credit limit. And so they're saying this disparity is apparently not just a one-off. They've been noticing that women tend to get less credit.
It's the robot, though. It's the AI. Mm-hmm. And the AI has no gender.
No.
But it sees gender.
It's kind of interesting that they would even ask for gender for something like that. You know, I mean, I guess you're giving your name, so the application, therefore, would probably make you skew whether or not, you know,
male
Nancy
or
Neil, you know. 49ers, perfect season is over.
Yay.
After overtime last night. The Seahawks knocked off the 49ers.
Yeah, that was a great
final
game.
Field goal.
If you're looking for a great game and they're promising early in the, you know, early in the season a few weeks ago, this is going to be an awesome game. It was every bit of it last night. Went to bed at like 11. It went late because of the overtime. But
Niners kicker made a huge kick. And then he missed a big kick.
Yeah, and by the way, that's his first game.
That was a pressure cooker. So he made a big one, and then he missed the one to win it. I thought that was very exciting.
Yeah, it was a great game. Fantastic.
It was like a Super Bowl contest.
Finally, on a Monday.
There's
so many farts on a Monday for Monday Night Football, you know, because they schedule this thing ahead.
Excuse me?
I mean bad games. Just things that we don't want to watch, don't want to smell, don't want to see. And so last night was awesome. I was so happy about that. Then
and
I got
also,
my chicken sandwich.
And you also gambled on the game.
I did.
And you won?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Look at that.
You never hear about the losses.
No, of course not. I don't want to tell you about the losses. No one knows about any losses. I win all the
time. Every good gambler never loses.
I'm a winner.
Americans apparently hide candy. That's what they're finding. They took a poll and they said that 59% of people asked hide candy around their homes.
Who are we hiding it from? Each other?
The children, mostly. The partner, you know, like your spouse or your live-in, you know.
Hide it. Sure.
Is the Halloween candy gone yet? No, it shouldn't be.
No.
Not every household still has the bowl of Halloween candy.
Yes. Yeah. We have a bowl out on the dining room table, and then the kids come home with bags from school. It's like, you don't even need to trick or treat. All you have to do is go to school that day. And they come home, and they've already got like
more
this
candy?
crazy loot. Yeah, because they all exchange in class. You know, it's like a sweet thing. Like, they have a little party and they get each other treats and they come home. I'm like, why are we even bothering trick-or-treating?
The dentist must love that, right? The dentist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the Ronald McDonald House was another one. The school was doing like a candy drive, like if you wanted to give away the extra candy for that.
Have cavities gone down?
I don't know.
I mean, do kids... You know,
I think they go to the dentist more than
ever remember going. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot, but I guess 10% of people say they hide it under their bed. I'm like, really?
I don't even, I'd be afraid not be able to get back up. Do you hide candy?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. I think everyone does.
Yeah. I tend to buy, you know, like the dark, dairy-free, expensive kind.
I mean, snob candy.
Yeah. Snob candy. that I hide. I also do the same thing with like, there are bags of chocolate chips that I hide. That's my other little like treat, like a handful of chocolate chips. And if kids catch you, they're like, oh, the kids basically want whenever they see you eat something, they're like, what you eating? I want some of that. You're like, ah.
Ain't you missing, Jeff?
gotta get my side snack on.
Your side snack. All right, 938-9400. I think everybody hides their candy from their kids. Otherwise, you're never going to get it.
What's the t-shirt that you're wearing?
I'm wearing a Husker sweatshirt.
No, your t-shirt.
Oh, the t-shirt? Oh, bald.
St. Baldrick's Day.
St. Baldrick's Day.
So me and Party for the first time were involved in St. Baldrick's last year where the kids shaved the doctor's heads for brain cancer. It was amazing.
It's a great cause.
Two UNO hockey players, freshmen, showed up and did it. And they had good flows. They had hockey hair. Kirby Proctor, Nolan Sullivan. We said we were going to give them some love since they were freshmen and they stepped up and got their head shaved. Nolan Sullivan, congrats, is the USCHO Rookie of the Month. NCHC Rookie of the Week for UNO. He's a freshman, Nolan Sullivan. But we want to give him some love because he's the Rookie of the Week in the conference. And Nolan and Kirby shaved their heads.
Yeah,
we're going to do that again this year.
We are, and we're going to be asking for your guys' help as well because it's for a good cause and everyone should help out on this.
All those cancer docs getting their head shaved. There are a bunch of cops got their head shaved. And Party got his head shaved.
I got mine shaved. And and it's like... The kids that you meet that need your help and just funding to, you know, help fix the situation, they're just fantastic kids, you know. And so, again, when we get to that point, we're going to definitely be asking you guys for your help and your hair.
Can't get enough of the Big Party Show?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party. DeGan and Molly
at channel941.com.
938-9400. Diaper drive, drop-offs. All right, if you're not familiar with this, what we do every year is we ask everybody to come together in the community and we get as many diapers as humanly possible in a few days. And this is all for the women and children of the Lydia House.
But this year it's only 2 days.
Yeah.
Yes.
So very important. We got you can go to our website, channel94.com. Also share it on our Big Party Show page for Facebook and also Channel 94's Facebook page as well. Everything you need, any type of information you may be asking about. They got a flyer there you can use. So if you're putting something together at your office or Girl Scout troop, Boy Scout, whatever. In school, download that form and you can use that as just a, you don't have to make it anymore. You just download it, print out and bam, put it on a box and do what you got to do or take it to your boss and show them, you know, why maybe you want to take part in this year's diaper drive. We're getting a lot of people emailing and asking questions about it.
It's 4 weeks from this weekend. It's December 13th and 14th. That's Friday, Saturday. There's no Sunday this year.
Yep.
So we hope that that doesn't cut into it. We still want to hit 1 million diapers.
I think we can.
December 13th and 14th. This thing is huge.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So just 4 weeks from this weekend.
Can't believe that.
Are already flooding us with emails. Like, I'm so excited to come out. There's always such neat stories. Yeah. There's sort of some sad stories, but it's like redemption. You know how many people show up and they say, we're donating in honor of...
Yeah, of whoever lost. You know, it's a fantastic deal.
If you get the Bah Humbugs, this will sweep them away. I mean, you get the Christmas spirit when you swing by the diaper drive because it's just a bunch of strangers coming together like we know each other.
Yeah.
People become real friendly for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Exes. We're all friends again for a day.
Some of them you didn't even
when
know.
You recognize, yeah, when you recognize them.
Some of them he didn't know was an ex.
He goes, it is so nice lovely to meet you.
To meet listeners like you. She's like, Mike?
Well, we dated, so there's that. What?
No.
Well, Marty gets on the bus freaking out. Who was that? I had to tell him. Like, buddy.
Well, that just is a reflection of how that relationship, that short relationship was so memorable.
Wow. That's what happens when you do this thing for 17 years.
Yes. That's how long this thing has been going on. And we damn near started this thing, you know, and it has grown immensely. And I mean, just an example of how, you know, many diapers that comes through and how it helps people. When there was that hurricane that hit Houston area, one of their biggest needs they needed right there, because, I mean, they just got beat down, were diapers for the babies. I mean, how can you say no to babies? So the Lily House is able to ship a whole truck down there and help out on that way. And so everything that we give, it goes out and it helps people, and that's important. And there's other places, other cities. Candace, we'll get her on the phone eventually here soon, that are like, how do you guys do this? I mean, we need diapers. How do you do it? And, you know, Candace is honest. This is just an effort that we all did together, and we just keep growing it and growing it. So, yeah, 2 days, I think we'll still hit it. It's only one last day. Just come on down, drop off the diapers at the Linden Market Hy-Vee, and that's pretty much it. Simple. So if you're out and about, pick up diapers. And, yeah, again, this is for all the women and children of the Lydia House.
So if you have a question and you're going, what? Channel941.com.
Yeah, also yes. Volunteers, right? We're getting questions on volunteers. Also, you can go to that channel941.com. Like Jeff said, just pin on down. 18 or older to volunteer, but we'll need those as well, whether it's loading or unloading the diapers. That's a lot of diapers, right? There's a form that'll take you right there.
So there'll be kids driving through that have done it every year.
Yeah.
You know, that were a baby. They don't remember the first couple of years, but their parents said, you know, you've been going to the diaper drive since you were a baby.
Yeah, they'll be driving. Some of them will
be nuts.
Driving. This year.
The tea is next with the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Ricky Gervais is coming back to host the Golden Globes.
Is he really? Okay.
He said that he wasn't going to do it again, but apparently he is, and he gets, you know, pretty claws out when he does. He's not afraid to pull any punches.
I think he needs the attention, right?
Maybe.
And what's he done lately? I like Ricky Gervais. I think he's hilarious.
Last thing I saw was he did that special for Netflix, I believe. And it was, you know, again, him, you know, complaining.
Are you having a laugh?
Yeah, exactly.
He walks out there with his beer. Remember, he's got a pint and he sets it on the podium.
Yeah, yeah.
With his teeth out. I mean, he really has got fangs out. Making fun, everybody. Making Hollywood nervous.
So the last time he did it was 2012, and he said at that point that this is the very last time I'm doing this. Well, never say never, because January 5th on NBC, you'll see Ricky Gervais hosting the 2020 Golden Globes.
We also haven't seen a host of an award show in a while. He's the first to break the cycle. I wonder if they paid him a ton of money.
Well, Carol Burnett Award, you know, the big award is going to Ellen DeGeneres this year. So I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to be around. Could be a cool year. Selena Gomez says that being attacked over gaining weight really messed her up. You know, she's battled lupus. She's definitely undergone. I mean, don't you remember? She underwent that transplant. And she said she really noticed when people started attacking her, and it got to her big time. She said she's very happy with living her life right now, mostly because she's tuned out a lot of social media noise.
You know, I was
so
listening.
She's got those two new songs, and she's going to be performing at the American Music Awards on the 24th of this month.
That Lose You to Love Me is a really good tune.
So good.
I just wonder. I was listening to the other day driving down.
Go on.
I was driving down the street, and I turned it up, you know, and I just wanted to hear all the lyrics to it. And it's like, if that's anything about Justin Bieber or whatever, that's just too bad.
Were you crying?
I want it. I want to cry now.
Did your guy-liner run? He was a mess. Crying at a stoplight.
Yeah.
It's so relatable and real.
He was having a Bridezilla moment.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's the wedding stress. And the song, and it hit me at the same time, and I couldn't get a Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I fell apart.
We all do sometimes. It's okay, buddy.
I know. Hey, I'm still standing tall, my friend.
But when he cries gravy.
Oh. do I. Oh, my God. Wyleen is so mad at me.
Why?
Because I ruined my best shirt. I was crying so badly. Gravy was pouring all over it. Oh, my God.
That's never stopped you from licking it off your shirt.
Who needs a tied to go stick when you have a tongue?
Yes. The original tied go stick. Tongue.
You gotta explain that.
Lick honey, no. No, do not lick. No, don't lick.
What did I do?
Blot.
How did that?
What I don't was know who that the hell it was. Story, somebody I knew said these girls ran into party years ago at like a 7-Eleven. Yes. And they said, hey, big party. They said hi to you. And you were like, hey, what's up? And then they noticed you had a big food spill on your shirt. And so they weren't being mean. They just said, I think you got something on your shirt. And you looked down and you went, oh, yeah. And he went, oh, and he licked it off of his own shirt. He went, oh.
No.
And he said, thank you. And then walked out. They were like, that was awesome. Ate it off his shirt.
Yeah, more to come.
Yeah. Okay, what saving else it. You're like, that's not a spill. That's called saving it for later.
Yes. Right.
What if I get in an accident and I'm stuck in my car and the only thing I can move is my tongue? I can just lick my shirt and I could stay alive for days.
That's a survival story on the nightly news. A man survived by eating the food off of his shirt, the crumbs.
I'm so
pathetic. What about the crumbs in your car?
All right, so I got up this morning because I finally got that Popeye's chicken sandwich. If you guys didn't know, I sat on the couch and ate it, right? And then as I got up this morning, I'm about to leave the house. I look over and I see on the couch, there's a tiny little thing. It looks like a crumb. I grab it and I wanted to eat it. Every part of me is like, I need to see if this is what it is.
Oh, I thought you threw it in your mouth and then realized it wasn't a crumb.
No, I was going to eat it, but I was like, no, I need to respect myself a little bit more. I don't need to be doing that. So,
baby steps.
Yeah, you got to fit in fit in that tuxedo.
Are you doing tuxes?
No, we're doing moo-moos. We're still on the moo-moo.
That's why you wear a cummerbund. Remember, it's a crumberbund.
It's
crumbs. That's the old idea of it. Remember those vents?
Yeah.
I always thought it was weird. It was supposed to catch crumbs, and I always thought we were supposed to eat them.
Yes.
You should wear a crumberbund like 24/7.
Yeah.
So you can catch
like a fanny pack.
Your food waste.
Yeah.
But the crumberbund goes up all the way past his nipples.
Okay.
Like it goes like all the way up to like underneath his arms.
Yeah, it could be dual purpose. It's like a bro.
We're
right?
Still, yeah.
It's a crumberbund that gives him a little bit of support.
Gives me a little bit of firmness. Now, I'm still wrestling with what myself, Jeff, Debbie, Talk, Tim are wearing. Yet. I want comfort at its greatest.
At its greatest.
I do. I want us to be able to be, you know, go through the ceremony and all that stuff, and then when we're partying it down like it's 1999, you know what I'm saying?
So how about sweatpants?
I've thrown all that out there, and everything's been, really?
She's like, well, this is not...
Does Lululemon make wedding gear?
You know what? There is...
The Kevin Federline collection.
There is sweatpants suits.
Wow.
You're borderline that guy that's going to like ask his bride if he can wear a cape, you know, just because, just to be like, just
you
to
know
be
what?
Strange.
I have never even breached that yet. I was recently just
so
told.
Everybody knows who the bride is.
You get a train, I get a cape. So there's that.
We all wear
Here
capes.
Here comes the bro. Gong, 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 gong.
I need a cape. Wyleen informed me. When I found the sword swallower, she informed me. I was so excited. She said,
this gives you a chance for a cane.
Our wedding is not going to be a circus. It's not a clown show. So, yeah, I had to.
You're like, speak for yourself.
Poo-poo that. But a cape, I
You could
like
even get a cane.
Cape.
Top hat. You
I
could
like
really
this.
Look. You could really snazz it up.
I like where we're at today. All right, 938-9400. Next hour. It's your opportunity to get on that VIP list to win a pair of tickets to every show that we have access to. That's Channel 94.1 to in 2020. All the shows, all right? If you want to be a part of this, you hopefully heard the two songs that we announced at 7:20. We'll be doing it again tomorrow morning. Do we give it to him, Jeff? What do you think?
It's day two. Why not?
It rhymes with Ed Sheeran, Beautiful People, and it rhymes with Ariana Grande, Seven Rings.
Okay.
So specific.
I hear those two songs in a row. You better be dialing.
Yeah, she better be.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.